We have got Mel and Chris, who are behind the show Sports Ball, by the Cub and Theatre Company, and they are going to be at Tiny Fest. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
No worries. Tell us a bit about yourselves.
So my name's Mel, and I am the artistic director of Cub and Theatre Company. So mm-hmm. We are a theatre company based in Ototahi, and we make work for audiences under five. So little tiny people. And we've got this new show that we've made called Sports Ball that we're doing for Tiny Fest, which is really cool. And I think we might be the first kids show in Tiny Fest.
Cool. So, yeah. What an honour.
Yes.
Amazing. And tell me, premise of the show, what can one expect?
So it's all performed by Chris, one person show, and it's about sports. It's about a kid who's super into sports, really loves sports, but isn't too worried about the rules and stuff. And he sort of comes up against some other people that are more into the rules. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, how does he cope with that? How does he deal with sort of big feelings of like failure or feeling like you're not good enough as a four-year-old? Which is sort of a lot of things that four-year-olds are kind of going through. And, so we're sort of just looking at things like growth mindset and how can we sort of, in a four-year-old kind of way, start to combat that slightly toxic sporting culture that we have in New Zealand.
True.
Yeah, so we're sort of trying to look and sort of go, how can you be okay with who you are? You know, and how can you deal with your emotions when you get these big, massive emotions and stuff? And how can you deal with that in a healthy way
mm-hmm.
when you're four?
Mm.
So, yeah. So everything starts from there, you know. So we sort of figure if we can sort of encourage kids to be okay with being themselves at four and their parents that have come to the show or their grown-ups, then that's a good little start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. And Chris, what's it like to play a four-year-old?
It's honestly, it's like the most intimidating role because I don't want to take the piss out of four-year-olds. Like I want to do them justice and I want, it's a really difficult thing going like, what is life like for an actual four-year-old? Because they don't think, well, they know they're little, but you know, it's like they do funny stuff in our eyes, but to them, they're like full logic beings and they are just absolutely crushing it. So that's the most interesting thing. And I guess the fun thing is like I have a big kind of athletic sports background in gymnastics, things like that, so I can do big awesome kind of circus tricks, and four-year-olds, when they do their tricks, those tricks are awesome and I want to do my awesome tricks, so I'm not playing it down. It's a big vibrant dynamic cool. show, and I've never played for a four-year-old audience before, so I'm kind of, it's very scary because they and will not lie.
Their show's tomorrow.
Saturday. It's two shows on Saturday. 12 and 3 or 12:30 and 3:30? 12 and 3. Two shows at Tiny Fest at the Art Gallery.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
Exciting. So where can people get their tickets?
They can get their tickets online from Tiny Fest website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that'll send you through to the Humanitics website where you can see all the shows that are on, and then you just scroll down, find Sports Ball, click on that. Book your tickets. Bang. Away you go.
Amazing. And also, like, quite curious, tell me more about Tiny Fest.
Oh my god, Tiny Fest is amazing. So artistic director is Julia Harvey, and she's just the queen of performance and dance in Christchurch. And yeah, so they do this amazing festival. It's, what is it, their slogan is like real, raw, radical.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's 2 and a bit days over the weekend of performances back to back. So we're super lucky that we get two performances. But every other show is like one performance, come and see it, and then come and see another one, then come and see another one. It goes all through the day and the evening. You can get like a pass to just go and see as many shows as you want and stuff. And you could spend, you know, 2 days there just seeing all these amazing works from around New Zealand that have just come to explore and put on some really cool experimental stuff. So yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Cool. So is Sports Ball, has it been sort of created specifically for Tiny Fest, or has it been an idea that's been kicking around for a while and you've performed before, or will this be the debut?
This is the debut, yeah. This is the first
time.
It's really cool. So it's an idea that I've had for a while, just sort of looking at New Zealand sports culture and also how things are changing a bit, you know. And there are sort of programs out there, like there's one called E Tu Tangata, that's really trying to combat the tall poppy syndrome in New Zealand sport and stuff. And so this, you know, people are doing some really amazing work in these spaces, and I was sort of like, you know, we make work for under fives, we have an artistic opportunity here to do something really cool and speak to kids in a different way that's not just words. You know, we can speak to them through physical movement and dance and circus and theatre that can maybe help them understand things in a different way. So yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really love the idea of presenting sports in a way to children where it's not defined by rules and it doesn't have to fit into a specific code or sport for that matter. Like it's not like a straight, simple thing.
Yeah.
And I really hope the kids will respond to that. And I really,
yeah,
you said a really cool line before, and I want you to repeat it on air because interacting with the kids in the audience, like how are you wanting to have that relationship with your audience?
So with this show, it is more of a sit and watch show than some of our other shows that have been more interactive and stuff. But with all Coven shows, a big thing for us is respect for our audience, and part of that is that children should be able to come as they are. And however they want to respond to the show is totally fine. Like if they want to talk about it with their grown-up, then they can. If they want to move around the space and stuff, they can. We make sure everything is safe and secure in that. So there's not that pressure. And it takes the pressure off grown-ups as well, that you don't have to be like shushing your child, trying to make them sit still and be quiet and stuff. It's like, no, kids don't do that. That's not how they respond to things. We want them to just come and react genuinely to the show, which is magic to watch.
Awesome.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hope it all goes well for Saturday.
Thank you.
And for those who have just tuned in, make sure you go check out Sports Ball, Tiny Fest, get some tickets, bring your little ones along. It'll be a good time.
Awesome.
Cool. Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You.